We are back on An Hour to Give, and today we're featuring the Pearly Health Foundation, and it is my pleasure to welcome Tony Cobden to the show. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. You have an incredible title, which is volunteer. I love volunteers.
Yeah, I've been doing volunteering at the Pearly for this is my 15th year, so I love it. I enjoy it. The best part of my week.
Oh, that's amazing, Tony. Is there a specific area that you volunteer in?
Yes, I usually volunteer in the Rideau section, but Rideau 2 South, to be more exact. But I can go to other sections within Rideau to do events or play cribbage with the odd person or whatever they need me to do.
Oh, that's amazing. So is there someone that you've really met over the years that has really stuck to your heart?
There's a couple of veterans that really meant a lot to me that have recently passed on. Jerry, Gibby, and Arnold, three for sure, that really touched my heart and had a really good relationship with them. And we did a lot of good fun things, and I hope I improved their quality of life before they left. But
no, I'm sure you did, Tony, and I'm sorry for your loss. I know how close you can get to somebody that you volunteer with. It's a very special relationship.
Yes, for sure. They're relationships that you can last a lifetime, and you can look back over the years, like later on, and go over the great memories that you had with each person. And I hope to touch as many lives as I can. So enhance their life as much as I can, and that's my goal.
Oh, that's beautiful. Tony, I understand you're a veteran as well.
Yes, I did 37 years in the Canadian Armed Forces Army and 4 years in the Reserves.
So, wow.
So it's and been in my life for a long time.
And what was your service, Tony?
I was a communicator research, which is part of the Royal Canadian Corps of Signals. I did tours in Canadian Forces Station Alert, which is up way up north by North Pole. Two tours in Afghanistan and a tour in Italy.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for your service. It really is appreciated, and we're grateful that you would do that with your life as a life's work.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very rewarding experience. If someone's looking to join the CAF, it's a great way to live your life, and you get to meet lots of great people, mm-hmm. and you get to travel a little bit. Maybe not so much these days, but back in the day, we were traveling every 3-4 years.
For sure, Tony. As a volunteer at the Pearly Health Center, when you meet maybe a veteran and you share that you too are a veteran, is there an instant bond?
Oh, yeah, there's an instant, we're part of a brotherhood. Brotherhoods, any military that meet each other, we're each other's brothers, and we definitely have a good bond together. We share sometimes similar experiences, and we get to, I like to hear their stories, if they're willing to tell them, and it's very interesting, and I just love it.
And what kind of stories do you hear, Tony?
Oh, they run the gambit. One gentleman was a pilot or a tail gunner of a bomber. He got shot down 4 times, and I just can't imagine, like, after getting shot down once, wanting to go up again. But they did it time and time again, and they have my respect, and they're true heroes to me.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. What an incredible story. And Remembrance Day, of course, just around the corner. And it's such an important time for all of us to be remembering the sacrifices that have been made by veterans. Is it even more special for you that you volunteer at the Pearly?
Yes. I just started attending the Pearly ceremony, I think, 3 or 4 years now. Before, in my military days, I had specific events I had to attend. But now that I'm at the Pearly, I definitely feel a great sense of pride that I'm able to support the Pearly Rideau Vet or the Pearly Health center doing whatever they need me to do, whether it be pinning on metals, tying ties, helping portering residents to the events. This year I'm going to be lowering the flag for the province during the event, so that's I'm very humbled that they chose me for this task.
Wow, that's incredible, Tony. Last year, I know there was all of the flags on the grounds of the Pearly, and this year they're working towards that again. Was it emotional to see all those flags last year?
Oh, definitely. Most of the flags are they're donated by families of veterans that live there and ones that have passed on. And yeah, each flag meant someone to me. Like, I took it as they were donated by families that that had a someone that lived in the Pearly and they passed on and they want to remember them. And yeah, the number of flags was tremendous. The money goes towards the foundation and funding programs, equipment, and all different things. It's very emotional to see that many flags and to see how many lives have been touched by this.
Absolutely. Tell me about the Breakfast Club.
Ah, the Breakfast Club. That's one of my favorite events. So we usually take approximately 8 to 10 veterans, because I'm only in the Rideau, so it's all veterans, and we bring them to breakfast. And it's like a restaurant. They get to order their eggs, whatever they want. They get bacon, they get sausage, coffee, of course. I don't like coffee. But it's such a fun experience. They get to interact with each other, maybe meet new veterans that they don't know very well. They could get to know them a little bit better. And it's just the funnest time you'll ever have.
Aww. I'm sure you hear lots of great stories there, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The guys are pretty comical at the Breakfast Club. There's a couple of characters that are regulars, and they bring a smile to my face every time.
Tony, do you ever tell them your stories?
I actually, I'm a survivor myself of a plane crash up in the Arctic back in 1991. I don't know if you heard about the Hurt crack. Crash.
Wow, of course.
Hercules crashed in 1991 and 30 October. So I share my experience with them, and they're very interested in learning about it, or someone wants to borrow the book on the story. So, I get to share some of my experiences for sure.
Wow. And, you know, it's so often that we speak about mental health these days. And do you think this is... this volunteer opportunity is both good for your mental health and that of the residents?
Definitely for my mental health is, my mental health is a little bit up and down sometimes, but every time I go to the Pearly, my mental health is at an all-time high. So I'm looking forward to the day when I'm volunteering there more, so I get more of a high. The veterans, I know that their mental health is a lot better with the volunteers there, because we're helping them out. We're chatting with them. We're playing games with them. So I think that's definitely going to help their mental health and their time while they're staying there.
Do you remember the first time you ever volunteered, Tony, at the Pearly?
Yes, I was doing a French course in the military, so we had to do a bilingual event. So one of the girls found the Pearly, and the first job that we had in there was, of course, conversing with the veterans that spoke French, and I worked in the ice cream parlor. So I was handing out ice cream.
That sounds like a pretty good job.
That was my first job, and I'll never forget that. I had some great experiences with that.
Mm-hmm. How do you hope that you're remembered by the men and women that you meet?
I hope I'm remembered by someone that's passionate and caring about the veterans and their well-being, and just someone that will go the extra mile to do whatever I need to do to make them happy. Mm-hmm. And well, that is a game of chess, a game of crib, which I play a lot, or any other event that brings them joy and happiness.
And I know it's been challenging during this pandemic time, but in the past, have you met any of their families, Tony?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I met some families that of gentlemen that I play cards with, and they're very appreciative. They know their loved one. For example, they love cards, and they were looking for someone to play cards with their loved one. And once I've got to meeting a few families, and they're very appreciative, and they mm-hmm. think volunteers are an excellent excellent source of happiness and joy to their loved ones.
Oh, that's beautifully said, Tony. And, you know, you think back to maybe the first day of service that you ever had for this beautiful country. Could you have ever imagined that your life would move in this direction and you'd be providing such joy for people that have served this country like you did?
I wish I would have known the Pearly a lot earlier than when I found it. It's such a rewarding experience to be a volunteer at the Pearly, and I wish I found it earlier in my life and I was able to do much more impact than what I've done already.
And Tony, what words of inspiration would you share with someone that maybe today is listening to you and thinking about putting their hand up and saying they want to volunteer at the Pearly?
I would tell them it's going to be the most rewarding experience that they've ever had. They get to meet awesome veterans and war heroes and get to learn their stories. They get to help them enjoy life because once they get usually to the Pearly, this is their last years in of life. So if they're able to make them cheerful and happy and joyous, that's the best thing that they could do.
Beautifully said. I couldn't say it better myself. Tony Cobden, a longtime volunteer at the Pearly Health Center, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a great day.
You too. When we come back, we're going to learn more about the Pearly Health Center and the Pearly Health Foundation. Please stay with us here on An Hour to Give. This week on An Hour to Give, we are featuring the Pearly Health Foundation, and it is my pleasure to welcome Curtis Timpson to the show. Hi, Curtis.
Hi.
Curtis, I understand that you have a job at the Pearly Health Center that I think only angels do.
Thanks.
And tell us what you do, Curtis.
Here I'm the lead hand of housekeeping staff, so we take care of cleaning rooms, cleaning everything. So like from top to bottom, front to back, from the entrances to the exits, everywhere. So when residents leave, we go in, we clean the rooms, and get it ready for the next residents.
And Curtis, let's talk about pre-pandemic. What was it like at the Pearly? Obviously, wanting to keep everybody safe. Mm-hmm. What were some of your protocols?
Like before the pre-pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty basic, like cleaning everything every day, pretty much clean the floors, cleaning walls, clean windows. It was pretty basic. Anything you do at home, we did here, right? So mm-hmm. we cleaned everything, you know. Then when the pandemic happened, it was a lot more wiping down everything else, you know. So, just taking care of, like, wiping down all chairs, all tables, all mm-hmm. push handles, doors, anything that you touched, we cleaned, you know.
Curtis, did you look at the Pearly, you know, the actual facility a little bit differently when the pandemic hit, knowing that this virus was knocking at the door?
Not really. We pretty much cleaned everything all the time anyways. It was just mm-hmm. a little bit more added cleanliness, I guess you could say.
And I'm sure the residents were so grateful for all your hard work. How many are on your team, Curtis?
On my team, like 22.
Wow.
Yeah, about 22 to 20. Like there's more, but like on a daily basis, Usually about 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the reaction when you go into to clean a resident's room, or you're maybe cleaning the hall, or walking to an area that you want to keep nice and safe? What are the reactions from the residents?
Always pleasant. Mm-hmm. Everybody here is great, from residents to staff. Always, well, smiling. We can't see them smiling right now because we're always wearing masks, but right. Mostly everybody's smiling, always having a good, there's always good rapport. They're always thanking you too, and, you know, being kind and considerate. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice.
When you tell friends and family that you work at the Pearly Health Center, what are their reactions?
Awesome. They're just, they're like, oh, really? Oh, you work there? How is it? You know, they kind of mm-hmm. give you the, oh, it must be tough, you know? I'm like, well, it's a lot of work, but it's not tough, though, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a great place to work. That's all I know.
And let me ask you this, Curtis. Is there a resident or two that has crossed your path that you maybe think about when you're doing your job and maybe had a bit of a connection with?
There's a couple. Like, they're, everybody here has, like, they're all pretty nice and calm. Some guys have, you know, they're kind of funny and stuff in ways. And, yeah, they're a lot of nice people here, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to somebody that maybe is thinking about a loved one going to be at the Pearly Health Center?
Well, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, well, my wife's grandmother came here at one time, and she loved it, and she always said, like, the staff was great. Everybody was nice. Everybody was kind. She really enjoyed it here, so I'll go back to her and say that she had a great time, and you'll love it too. You
know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such an important organization, not only caring for seniors, but, of course, our veterans. This time of year, veterans are on all of our minds. What's remembrance time like at the Pearly Health Center?
Busy, very busy. In the past couple of years, we haven't been having the big ceremony that we always have. So what we do instead is we have it's a flag day, National Flag Day, so we get people donate $20, and we put up a flag on the outside and the grass areas and stuff. So I think last year we had like over 2,000 flags like popped all over the grass area. It was awesome. It was really, the residents really enjoyed seeing that and seeing all the people out there doing the work and getting it all set up and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. And during this time, is it a special time for you as well as you think about the place you work and the people that cross your path every day?
Yeah, for sure. It's what we do. Like, it's not just what we do. Like, we have veterans, but we also have a lot of other things that we do here. But it is. It's very just to remember how awesome they are and what they did for us, and you know, the sacrifices that they all made for us. So mm-hmm. It's definitely something to think on.
Was there a lot of pressure, Curtis, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, when it came to keeping everything nice and safe and clean?
Oh, yeah. There was. We had a couple of outbreaks and stuff where it got a little bit intense. And, you know, you get a surprise outbreak and you got to go and you got to do double the work twice a day. So it was a little hectic and a little tiring, but we all got through. We have a great staff here. So.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the most heartwarming and heartbreaking all at the same time visuals that I'll never forget from the pandemic was really at the Pearly. And it was when, you know, families were seeing their loved ones through the window. And we mm-hmm. saw those pictures of families standing outside with signs or, you know, and just blowing kisses. And it was just
yeah.
heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Did you find it emotional during that time, Curtis?
For sure. It was tough to see people not being able to see their family. And, you know, like, I was the in-between guy. Like, if they brought something in, I would go down, pick it up, and bring it to their room, you know, so they couldn't see them. But, you know, I was there to tell them, yeah, they're doing great, and, you know, they're still doing all right, and I'd bring them whatever they brought, you know, so it could be from chairs, tables, to food and different things, you know.
Mm-hmm. I understand the Pearly feels in many ways like home, obviously, for many people, and I'm sure during the pandemic it even felt more like family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Like, here it was kind of normalized here, like, because we still came to work. We were able to talk to people and converse and laugh, and, you know, we were still able to have relationships, you know, and it almost felt normal, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got such a big job there. I keep thinking about, you know, the pressure, like I said earlier, to keep everybody nice and clean. Is there something when you go home at night and you think, you know, this is why I do this job at the Pearly every day?
Yeah, it's, I do it for my family. Like, I started here about 20 years ago. And my wife was in school, so I had to get a job, and I was fortunate enough to get a job here. And it was really—it's been a great job for that many years. And yeah, I've just grown here, and it's been definitely like family for sure.
And do you have children, Curtis?
I do. Yes.
And what do you tell your children about where you work?
Well, three of them have already been to my work because they had the grade 9 day, so they came to my work and they saw what I did, and they. Only two of them, because the third one, they didn't do it this year, sorry. Mm-hmm. So two of them got it, and they really liked it. They're like, wow, your place is really cool, and they're really nice, and everybody's really, you know, kind, and they always, like, talk to you, and they make, you know, they make fun and stuff, and they're laughing. Yeah. And they really enjoy coming here, so they like what I do.
I think it's amazing. I know I've been on a couple of tours, and it always feels so home-like to me, and one of my favorite features at the Pearly Health Center are those beautiful cabinets, those glass cabinets outside everyone's mm-hmm. room that really yeah. allows you to have a little sort of look into someone's history and their yeah. family. Do you ever stop at those cabinets and look inside and sort of get to know the residents that way?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Every time I go by, always something interesting to look at. You got medals and pictures of their family or something they did back in the past. Or, you know, you really get to know the person from... you know, what they did in the past. But you ask them, you say, well, what's this? And they'll tell you a whole story about what's in the cabinet. It's mm-hmm. really neat to experience, for sure.
I find those cabinets just, I'm actually a bit obsessed with them in a strange way, because I think in, you know, really when it comes down to the life you've lived, mm-hmm. Many people, especially at the Pearly, have got their most treasured possessions or photos or, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit of what their life was. And it really comes down to what's in that cabinet is how they see their legacy in many ways.
That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Is there one that you can think of that really touches your heart?
Not right now. I don't. Yeah, I see them all, and everything has their own special mm-hmm. specialty to it. You know, it's mm-hmm. They're all really cool and neat, and you know, it's awesome.
I remember doing a tour a couple of years ago. Of course, pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. and it was amazing to visit with one of the residents, and he took my hand and he brought me and he was pointing out, you know, all the different mm-hmm. Things in his cabinet, and was really so proud of the work that he had done. And he had done some artwork, and it was just so lovely to yeah. spend time with him and really enjoy his company. When you think about the Pearly and you think maybe 10 years from now, what is your hope for the work at the Pearly?
Just to continue, to have to have the funding to, you know, continue and just to grow. Like, I know we want to grow and do more for the community and stuff like that. So, yeah, just to be here and to keep serving the community.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier all those flags, of course, for Remembrance Day. It's such a beautiful, it's an emotional tribute. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's coming up soon. How will you spend Remembrance Day, Curtis?
Oh, I'll be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be here. So the day before, I think we put the flags out the day before. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be there helping out, putting the flags out for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about the legacy of the residents. What do you hope your legacy is during your time?
Just that I make this world a little bit better for my kids to be in.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And you're certainly doing that. I mean, like I said off the top, I think the work you're doing, you know, the lead of housekeeping, making sure everyone is safe, especially during this pandemic time, really is the work of angels. And to you and all of your team, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for everything you're doing for all of the residents at the Pearly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And we're going to speak to a number of people representing the Pearly Health Center and the Pearly Health Foundation today. It's been my honor to spend time with you, Curtis. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
Curtis Timpson, he is the lead housekeeper for the Pearly Health Center. When we come back, we're going to meet lots of different people. Stay with us here on An Hour to Give. And we're back on An Hour to Give, and Rachel Laverne is here. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Sam.
Okay, Rachel, you have an incredible story to tell. You have been with the Pearly Health Center for 17 years.
That's right.
It's incredible. What role do you play now, Rachel?
I'm still a recreation programmer, 17 years serving the veterans.
Wow. Tell me what your every day is like.
Wow. It's quite a busy day, I won't lie to you. In recreation, our roles are broad. Like, we help in the dining room with assisting in the dining room, and we do pretty much everything. We help with spotting. We entertain in any way we can. We do one-to-one visits and news and views and armchair travel and reminiscing and trivia. I'm in the middle of working on a takeout night now that we are able to do so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And breakfast clubs are back. Okay. Which is exciting. The residents love that. We cook them homemade, like in a diner, you know, breakfast.
Fun.
And usually have 8 to 10 residents, which makes it it's sort of an outing, because you're leaving the dining room to come into an activity room, and that's all decorated and ready. And we take pride in making them a beautiful breakfast and serve them and laugh with them. And it's amazing. And we started outings again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big deal, because
for
we didn't
sure.
have outings for 2 years. So now we're doing short outings, but we still started outings, which is amazing. And the residents are quite excited.
Absolutely. I often reflected on how challenging it was during the pandemic for them not to be able to be out and see their families and all of those things. One of the programs that you just mentioned really caught my ear, and that was News and Views. Of course, as a talk show host, I totally perked up when you said that. What do you do in that program?
Well, I proofread the paper.
That's awesome.
And then I look for articles that would be strike conversation.
Okay.
And a lot of times, if it gets a little too deep, then I start doing horoscopes, which the residents get a kick out of.
That's funny.
And we laugh about it. And a lot of times, it's a good time to reflect. And at the beginning, when we started doing small groups again, it was a good time to talk about how everybody was feeling and mm-hmm. Letting them know, getting them to speed on vaccines and how, you know, how we're doing as a whole. And a lot of times we would, talk about how our feelings and, you know, so News and Views is about what's going on, current events.
I love it.
What's going on in the world and, trying to make sense out of what's mm-hmm. happening.
And, of course, the travel bug in me wants to know what armchair travel is all about.
Oh, this is incredible, Sam. It's a program where you choose a country or a city or a place, a province or anything. And a lot of times I let the residents choose it. And then I do research and I choose a few hotels they could choose and different things. I usually have a food item from that country. That we all partake and share, and of course sometimes I show a little tiny film. A lot of times I do, different things about what the attractions are of that country, and we also have usually residents who have been there, so they tell us about their experiences in that place. So it's almost like going out and traveling, because I usually have some props and different things mm-hmm. for them to look at.
I just want to come and hang out with you all day.
It's actually exciting. I always have something on the go. You can come, mm-hmm. Sam, anytime.
That would be great. Let's talk about the arts and crafts. I know you've got a great room there.
Oh, my God. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have to say that our group, our team, which is Recreation and Creative Arts, is resilient and creative. And no matter what was happening during the pandemic, we always found something that could promote quality of life for the residents, especially our iPad programs. And we had the artists go in with projects. for residents who are autistic who really like art, and they found ways of allowing them to work on it in their room. They even took trays, turned them in upside down, and taped a painting onto mm-hmm. the trays so that it's easier for them to work on. They had they would come in with different materials for them to build things in their rooms, and when it's mind-boggling. For birthday parties, we had ordered special cupcakes, and residents weren't left out. They were celebrated regardless, and mm-hmm. we did everything we can to make sure that they had what they needed. I mean, the iPad program, I think, saved a lot of families and residents when they couldn't see each other, you know?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your title is Recreation Programmer with Pearly Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think you're really Quality of Life Programmer.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's all about quality of life. Everything. I mean, the Pearly, like, all you have to do, Pearly Health, you walk here down the halls and you can't help but smile. Is sometimes I say, you know, I mean, we're so blessed. We have the art on our walls, and it's bright and airy, and everybody's laughing, and it's just it's a village. I mean, everybody, they have places to go and different rooms, the cafeteria to go and relax. They could get their hair done at the salon. I mean, the store. I mean, everything, and it really does take a village because. I don't know what I would do without my colleagues. There's mm-hmm. so much support here, and it's like a big family.
Rachel, you're coming up on 2 decades of service, which is absolutely incredible. Can you think of anything else you would have rather done during this time?
No. You know, it's really funny. I was told that I was resilient, and I think I was on autopilot for this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I think that's what resilience is, right? No, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. No. I could see how it's difficult. It wasn't easy. Wearing a mask all day is not easy, especially when the residents can't read our lips anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If I had anything to say, that's the hardest part is that they can't read my lips. I worked hard on articulating so that residents could read my lips, and
right.
Now they can't. So it'll be nice one day when we could, have them look at our mouth again and read our lips. But
mm-hmm.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be than here at Pearly Health, especially during the pandemic. I felt needed. I felt wanted. I felt satisfied. And every night I would come home and I would say, oh, I made a difference.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody that you have a real connection with, Rachel, in terms of the veterans?
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I have built so many friendships here, and I have been lucky enough to hear stories that I can't imagine reading in a book, you know?
Right.
I feel a privilege, and we really do have heroes here, true heroes.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to work amongst them, I can only imagine.
Oh! And sometimes you go into a room and you can't leave. You're mesmerized.
Right.
Your jaw's dropped, and you're like, oh, don't I have a meeting to go to or something?
That's funny.
And you don't want to leave, you know? Yeah, they are amazing humans, women and men.
What would the residents say about you, Rachel?
Oh, they would say that I'm always happy and a little loud.
That's funny.
But I always have full groups, so I always tell them, well, I must be doing something right, and they always laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, the residents, I think we're friends, you know, and I always come into a room and address every single one of them and enjoy being with them.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's part of, I think all of us just want to be seen and have a legacy.
Oh, yes. And some of these residents, there's every character, just like anywhere else, just like amongst your friends. You have funny ones, serious. You have, every type of resident is just, you never could get bored,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when a new resident comes in, I get so excited. I want to know, their background and what they've done. And I mean, it's really amazing to hear these stories.
And Rachel, let me ask you this. Of course, we're in the remembrance period right now, leading up to November 11th. What is it like at the Pearly for you during this remembrance period?
Okay, so in the past, of course, as you know, we used to be like 800 people here. It was the biggest, most important, largest event of the year. I still feel, even though it's changed, I still feel it's the most important day of the year, and I believe the staff feel the same. Because on that day, if you see the staff all dressed up and everybody, management, come and help. I mean, we're all in it together. We all make sure the residents, if they want their medals on, if they want their uniform on, we all make sure everybody is dressed and ready to go on time. And then this year, like last year, we're doing a live ceremony at our cenotaph. We have our own cenotaph in front here, and we will be streaming it in every activity room in the Pearly Health, and everybody who's who wants to join us can be a part of the ceremony. And in the afternoon, we show a pre-recorded concert that our musicians put together with war songs, and the residents love that because they know all the songs off by heart, and I do too, believe it or not.
Awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, it can be daunting, I think, for a family to think that maybe their loved one would be going to the Pearly. What words of assurance would you give anybody that maybe has a family member spending time at the Pearly?
Well, first, I like to tell them that it takes time to adjust in any circumstance. You're leaving, a lot of them are leaving their homes and things, but, you know, I would also tell them that give it a little bit of time, and I have to tell you, Sam, the thing that comes to mind when you just asked that question is a few residents, their family would say, oh, don't bother with dad or mom. They would never take part in activities. All of a sudden, they turn the corner and they see their family members sitting there laughing and clapping their hands or playing a game or doing something. And they're like, wow, what's happening? The Pearly Health has a way of doing that. Trust me.
That's amazing. Well, yeah. Rachel, I have to thank you for inspiring me today and inspiring everybody listening to City News. Your story is incredible about your time and the way you've served the veterans at the Pearly Health Center. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Sam, for having me.
And when we come back on An Hour to Give, Courtney Rock's going to be here. She's the Director of Development for the Pearly Health Foundation, and she's going to give you ways that you can help. Stay with us here on An Hour to Give. An Hour to Give this week is featuring the incredible Pearly Health Foundation, and I've had the pleasure of speaking with many different guests today, showing the impact of this incredible organization in our city. And of course, Courtney Rock joins me now, Director of Development for the Pearly Health Foundation. How are you, Courtney?
I'm well, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. You have been with the foundation for a couple of years. Boy, it's been a challenging couple of years.
It has been. I celebrated my 2-year anniversary here in September. And I can tell you that no day or no week has been the same since I started.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Pearly Health Center, with its incredible impact in our community, I'm assuming donors just love giving to the Pearly Foundation, knowing that their dollars are going to be used to help veterans in our community and so many seniors that have really left an incredible legacy in our community.
Absolutely. We are so fortunate for the support that we receive from donors across Ottawa and beyond, really, because those who call Pearly Health home, they have touched so many the lives of so many people across our country, from, you know, our veteran residents, but also our community residents. I think of one in particular. She was a nurse, and she, you know, as we talk about vaccines and stuff like that, she was one of the first nurses up north at giving out the polio vaccine when that first came out. So, you know, we really just have such a rich history in helping to in creating a home for those who help build our communities. And it's really something that we're incredibly proud of. And, you know, we're so fortunate for the donors and the community that, you know, help us ensure that seniors and veterans live life to the fullest.
For sure. We've talked a lot today about the incredible flag program that you have for Remembrance Day. making that impact on the lawn of the Pearly for all of the community to see. But it really impacts the veterans and, of course, donors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started that last year as we were, you know, in the height of the pandemic, and, you know, we're still very much in a pandemic. And, you know, as some of my colleagues have said, normally Remembrance Day, it's a very somber day. It's a day to reflect and remember. And, you know, we have a gathering of close to 800 people here, and knowing that that can't be possible, we wanted to make sure that our residents still know that the community is thinking of them on this day, and they're honoring the sacrifices they made. And so when you look out on the lawn, you just see this sea of red and white, and it just demonstrates the incredible impact that our community can make in the lives of those who call Pearly Health home. And, you know, the donations that come with the flags really get reinvested back into you know, Pearly Health and into the the resident well-being.
Let me ask you this. You know, you have an opportunity every year, of course, to raise money around Remembrance Day. But how important is it, Courtney, for really veterans to be in our minds and everyone at the Pearly to be top of mind for all of us throughout the entire year? And I'm thinking really about monthly giving, for instance.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, veterans and our community residents, I said earlier, they have really helped shape our community and our country and the sacrifices that they've made. You know, I consider myself so fortunate in the relationships I've made here and the friendships I've made with residents. You know, as you get to know them, you know, they stop by your office to say hello and that kind of thing. And, you know, the support that you can provide as a monthly donor, you know, just, it's that regular reminder that you care and you're committed to ensuring that well-being and you know, making sure everyone can live life to the fullest.
Absolutely. And so many different ways to give, of course. A lot of people are making those online donations now, especially during COVID. I'm so glad charity set up those options.
Absolutely. And so we really did a big push or switch over to online giving in the last couple of years. We'd always had it, but definitely the pandemic has made it, you know, a primary source for us. And it's what I get the most joy out of is when I see, you know, we put a call out and we ask the community for support, and you see all the notices of gifts coming in, and to be able to respond really quickly and call a donor and say, hey, thank you so much, I just saw your donation come in. That responsiveness is really fun, to be able to have that, you know, let them know they're making an impact right away, and we're mm-hmm. seeing it right away.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about the Pearly, I always think about legacy, which of course leads me to think about legacy gifts. And, you know, I think about someone that's lived their whole life and the values that they've carried throughout their life. They want to continue that legacy, you know, after they've passed away. And a great way to do that is through a legacy gift, especially to the Pearly.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we often say is you can take care of your children and your grandchildren, but we can be one of, you know, we can be part of that too. And, you know, we have been so fortunate over the years and had some really beautiful, breathtaking even, gifts left to us through a person's estate. And that kind of impact is simply incredible, and it really helps Pearly as we transform and grow and, you know, stretch beyond our walls to impact the care that's delivered in the community and to help, you know, our motto is to transform care for seniors and veterans, and we live that and we mean that beyond just the walls of Pearly Health. We mean that as a way to transform care for seniors and veterans mm-hmm. all over.
And we know you have a name change, and I think it's incredible. I actually really like it. How has the community adapted to being referred to as the Pearly Health Center and the Pearly Health Foundation?
Yeah, so that it has been well received. The team here worked really hard on, you know, on that rebrand process and to come about. And I think Pearly Health reflects who we are and who and the impact that we can have going forward. And, you know, as we mentioned, we're not just trying to change the lives of those who call who live here. It's really about you know, applied research through our Center of Excellence in Frailty-Informed Care, and taking those learned those lessons learned and applying them to other homes and other settings and helping everyone else too, because there is a better way that we can care for seniors and veterans, and I think the pandemic has shone a light on that. And you know, Pearly Health is really focused on making those changes and improving the lives of seniors right across the country.
Courtney, often in fundraising we think about seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. And you know, all you have to do is have a donor walk down the hall of the Pearly Health Center and you can't help but be inspired. You can't help but feel joy, and it's just such a beautiful place. Has it been challenging during the pandemic to not have that opportunity to tour donors?
You know, in the very beginning, it was. There was so much uncertainty. We couldn't, you know, we're still learning so many things. But then we, you know, like everyone, and I'm going to say it, you know, we pivoted. and we started doing virtual Seeing as Believing tours. And, you know, we would, we had a really interesting group one day. There was about 10 former military members that were all on the virtual tour with us. And we were able to bring in different guest speakers and share videos. And, you know, this tour, you know, took place with people coast to coast, which is something that doesn't normally happen for an in-person tour. So it's really allowed us to think outside the box. But what I will say, though, is a few months ago, we got the green light from our amazing infection prevention and control team to start doing in-person tours again. And it's just been so incredible to be able to welcome donors and community members back into our home, and so they can see firsthand and, you know, seeing is believing, and we're able to do that again, which has just been incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. I was recently there, and I think every time I walk away from the Pearly, I just feel enriched. It certainly is a beautiful experience. Do you have a moment that you think about that inspires you maybe on those days where it feels like a long day?
So, yes. Early on when I started here, there was a gentleman who used to always stop by my office, and around 10 a.m. he'd go for coffee in the cafeteria every day, and whoever was around would often sit with him. And I loved my visits with him, and to sit and just, he shared his stories, I shared mine, and we sat and had breakfast, had a coffee, and it was just the simplicity of it all. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, people just want that connection, and Pearly, there's so many connections available here, and you can just meet so many people and talk to people. But you know, there's always a few that stick out and hold a special place in my heart, and you know, he was one of them. But there's so many more too, and it's, you know, we've been able to have, the pandemic has been hard, but there has been joy throughout, and there's been pockets of joy and new connections formed as a result of it. And it's something that, you know, that will stay with me forever.
Courtney, you and your team, Delphine and the whole foundation team, do such a lovely job of really showing where monies go when you give to the Pearly. And, you know, you'll say, we're going to buy this bed, or you're going to buy this dining room set, or whatever it is. How important do you think it is for donors to know exactly where their monies are going?
I think it's incredibly important. I think, you know, we're funded by the ministry, and you know, we're funded to provide what I would call adequate care. Donors make that care exceptional. So donors help ensure that a resident has a good night's sleep on a new mattress, on a new bed. Donors make sure that a staff member has access to the equipment they need to provide the care that the residents deserve. And I think it's really important to be able to show that to our donors. And so we every year create a priority needs list. And that list is generated by staff. They tell us what they need to help deliver that care. And throughout the year, we fundraise for it. And there's a big board just outside my office. And January 1st, or I guess 2nd, I come into the office and it's completely blank. And we get to work. And throughout the year, thanks to donors, we're able to check off a lot of things on that list and fill that board with little sold stickers. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible to watch that happen and to see staff and family and volunteers get excited about it. And you can really visualize your gift. We had a woman do a Facebook fundraiser birthday party for us. And she walked by that board every day. She was a volunteer. And she said, you know what, I can, even if I put $200 towards it, I know it's going towards something mm-hmm. there, and I can help buy that wheelchair mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And so you can really see the impact of your giving.
Absolutely.
With our priority needs list.
I have enjoyed my time with you today, Courtney. Thank you so much for joining us here on An Hour to Give.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Courtney Rock, Director of Development for the Pearly Health Foundation. And of course, thank you to all of my guests today, from Tony to Curtis, Rachel, and of course, Courtney. I hope that you'll take time to remember our veterans during this time and to reach out to the Pearly Health Foundation if you can help. Thanks for spending time with us here on An Hour to Give.